This programming sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester.
Talk radio for Catholic life to start your day.
Morning Air
on Relevant Radio with Glenn Leverenz. Here's your host, John Harper.
Good morning, 5 minutes after the hour, Tuesday, August 27th, 2019. On this Tuesday morning, on this brand new day that we begin in prayer, and we invite you to join us for the morning offering. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we offer you our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart in union with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, for the salvation of souls, the reparation for sins, the reunion of all Christians, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father this month. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At 6 minutes after the hour, as we go on the air this morning, wildfires continue to rage in the Amazon. The Amazon spans 8 countries, covers 40% of South America. It's nearly two-thirds the size of the United States. And the Amazon forest, which produces about 20% of the Earth's oxygen, is very often referred to as the planet's lungs. The inferno that you've seen being burning in the Amazon threatens the rainforest ecosystem, will affect our weather here in the United States and the entire globe. The BBC's Will Grant is there.
As each day passes, another chunk of the Amazon disappears. This is just one of the 75,000 fires in Brazil which have prompted such an angry response as a finite resource vanishes before the world's eyes. But now it seems the world's wealthiest nations are at least trying to react. The G7 have promised funds for the battle to save it, £18 million to be precise. While that's welcomed by environmental campaigners in Brazil, most would say it's nowhere near enough for the scale of the problem.
That's Will Grant from the BBC, and these wildfires that are raging in Bolivia and Brazil underscore the urgency of the Synod of Bishops for the Amazon that starts next month. Greg Erlandson is the director and editor-in-chief of Catholic News Service, joins us live from Washington this morning. Greg, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, John. Glad to be here.
The Holy Father has said that the wildfires represent an emergency for humanity and the Church. With the Synod convening in a matter of weeks, I know they will reflect on the theme, the Amazon, new paths for the Church for an integral ecology. How will these fires affect the tone of the Synod?
I suspect they've underscored in a worldwide way the importance and the urgency of the Synod. I think not everyone has been aware of why the Holy Father has been so concerned about the Amazonian region and other regions in the world that resemble it, and perhaps don't understand exactly why he was calling it. I think the fires are certainly not the only reason that he would call such a synod, but it underscores the importance of the region and the impact on the peoples in the region, and certainly one of the elements of the synod will be looking at sort of the ecological impact as man encroaches more and more on this vast territory.
As you heard in that report from the BBC, some of the world leaders, as they wrapped up the G7 summit yesterday, were talking about providing funds for the Amazon, and it's something that's certainly on their radar. But what do you say to someone who's listening to the conversation right now and saying, ah, there they go with that global warming talk again?
Well, there's always a degree of skepticism, and there certainly are people who question some of the statistics that have been put out on it. But it's no doubt that this is an incredible resource that is being impacted by man's encroachment. Now we have to remember that human beings have been in there for millennia, and there are 3 million indigenous people who live there among the 31 million people in total. So the area, as you described, how large it is. Another statistic is five Alaskas put together. 31 million people is not really that many people. But what's happening is so much of the land is being cleared either for farming or for logging or for mining, and it's being cleared without really much concern for the environmental consequences of that in terms of impacting fresh water. 15% of the world's fresh water is in the region, or the impact on the people. And I think this is where the Holy Father's concern is. He uses the phrase integral ecology, and it's this idea that it isn't just environment, nature, trees, plants, you know, tree hugging. It's that the environment and the social world, the life of human beings is integrated, and so we need to be concerned for both of them, and that's what he's, I think, what he's trying to get at. It is hard for sometimes people to understand, but I was thinking that a corollary that we might be able to wrap our minds around is what happened when settlers moved west, and there was all the conflicts between the farmers and the ranchers that have, you know, been the genesis of a million Western TV shows and movies. Well, really, a similar pattern is going on there. You have the indigenous peoples, like the Native Americans. You have the small-scale farmers that are coming in, and then you have the large ranchers and the miners. And a lot of the conflicts that we're seeing in this region parallel what was our own experience, you know, 100, 150 years ago.
Greg, there's been some pushback among U.S. conservatives against the Pope for bothering to speak out about the environment. Like, who is he to tell us what to do about that? But will kind of the stark reality of this maybe change the minds of some in the U.S. and the West?
Well, I think, I mean, unfortunately, environmentalism has become politicized tremendously, and there's, you know, excesses on both sides. I think this idea that we are caretakers of creation, his encyclical Laudato Si, on care for our common home, underscores this, that we do have this responsibility. You can trace back to, you know, he quotes St. Francis a lot, but the idea that we are responsible for creation. This is God's creation, and we must take care of it. And I think we're seeing the impact all over. There's the impact of man on the environment in so many different ways impacts us. Look at Newark, New Jersey, where you know, now we have a lead crisis in the water. Water is the most fundamental element of human existence, and we're now in danger of poisoning ourselves with the faulty infrastructure and all. We may not think of that as an environmental issue, but it is, and it's a part of how we support ourselves. So it is true there is this conservative, liberal, you know, debate back and forth. I think most people understand that we don't want nature to simply be destroyed for the sake of immediate material gain. And I think that's the Pope's concern in part for what's going on in the Amazon.
Greg Erlandson, as we look at the fires in the Amazon rainforest, you and I and everyone who's listening to this conversation are part of the 1.2 billion Catholics here on Earth. As Catholics from around the world listening on Relevant Radio and in my parish, what can we do ourselves today?
That's a good question in terms of the immediate aspect of the fire. I think one of the things that we can do is be supporting the mission orders and those people who are down there working with the people there. But what the fires may dwarf or remove from people's attention is the impact on all the people there and the needs that they have. Recently, the Pope asked a religious order to help in the Amazon, and they created a hospital ship that now goes down the rivers and treats the poor there. Many of the Catholics in the region, the church is the one presence that unifies this region. There's 9 different countries that are impact that, you know, have part of the Amazon in them. The church is the unifying force for the peoples there, and yet there are so few church workers that often people may get the Eucharist only once a year. They may only have one time a year when they can have their children baptized or to have marriages blessed. So helping organizations like CRS certainly would be one part of it, but I think also praying for and helping those mission orders that are down there as well. And I think you begin the show always praying for the intentions of the Holy Father. I think this is one of the intentions that we really need to be praying for at this present time.
Does this synod become more relevant than ever before now?
I think so. At Catholic News Service, we did a 13-part series, which some people may say is 12 parts more than they wanted to know. But we sent down a reporter and a photographer who traveled all through regions of the Amazon, and then we filed a series of reports. We have about 900 photos that have been posted. And One of the reasons that I thought this was a worthy expense, an expense that was supported by aid to the church in need, was that I think that American Catholics need to know more about why the Holy Father is so concerned. These fires may be terrible, but what they have done is they've called attention to the region. We just don't want to forget that there's Catholics, you know, millions of Catholics in those regions, and they're hungry for the Lord, and they need our help. And it isn't just fires, it's people.
You can go to CatholicNews.com for much more information, and of course, we'll pass on the reporting, the original reporting the Catholic News Service has been doing on the fires in the Amazon, and we'll continue to follow that story as it unfolds here in South America. Greg Erlandson is the director and editor-in-chief of Catholic News Service, live from Washington, D.C. Greg, it's always good to have your voice on Relevant Radio.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Time now is 16 after on Tuesday morning on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We see young people leaving the church, but we also see them coming back as well and looking for the orthodoxy, the real roots of what Catholicism is about here in the United States. So how do we bring that message to more Catholics, especially in light of the Feast of St. Monica today? We'll take a look at that to bring young people back to the church in 60 seconds on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.